I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Shouter Jimmy Witherspoon to get us started on this week's Blues Before Sunrise, Baby Baby, from the year 1952. Well, here we are back again. As I mentioned, it's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here for the next 5 hours to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great sounds to send in your direction. This first hour, it's the sounds of Bronzeville. That means the jazz-oriented side of the blues. And this week, we happen to be in Kansas City with drummer-vocalist Jesse Price.
Now, I'll take my text from my little blue book. Let's open the cover, and we'll all take a look. I'm speaking now strictly man to man. Just heed what I read, and your life can be grand. I see here on page 21, a married woman's bound to have her fun. Turn it on over to page 22. If she does it with me, man, she'll do it with you. I read here on page 23, stay single forever and you'll always be free. Go on over to page 24. If she likes it worse, she'll ask for more. Never promise her a thing if you value your life. Turn on over to page 26. Watch out! Those chicks are full of tricks. Keep turning over to page 27. A woman ain't a natural, like a 7 or 11. Glance now at page 28. There's no worse fate than an evil gal's hate. Fall for a hip chick's line. Gonna close now on page 30. But it's only cause I've gotta go. I hope what I've said is of help to you. My little blue book is tried and true. And if you ever, ever need advice, you can always get it from old Daddy Price. It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal, cause that's the way my baby feels. It's a good little deal. It's a good little deal. It's a good little deal, cause that's the way she feels. My honey jumped a rabbit and ran him for a mile. She finally stopped to run and sat and cried just like a child. It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal, cause that's the way my baby feels. She's exactly like a kitten. She loves to pet and purr. She ain't mad at me, and I ain't mad at her. It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal.
Good little deal.
It's a good little deal, cause that's the way my baby feels.
Troubles when you call me on the phone. I can't help you out, man. I got worries of my own, cause I'm fretting for some petting. Yes, I'm fretting for some petting. Oh, fool that I am, I'm fretting for some petting. I tried all the nightclubs and all the liquor stores. I couldn't find my baby, but I'm gonna look once more, cause I'm fretting for some petting. Yes, I'm fretting for some petting. No, ain't no doubt about it, I'm fretting for some petting. Lie awake all night, worried through the day. I've been hung up like crazy since my baby went away.
Cause you're fretting for some petting.
Do something about it.
Cause you're fretting for some petting.
Can't live without it. It's a sad, sad, sad story. I'm fretting for some petting.
Down to the bottom, to the froggy bottom, where the folks don't hurry, never worry. Going down to the bottom to live my easy way. Going down to the bottom, to the froggy bottom, where the cats are blowing till the sun starts showing. Going down to the bottom where they groovy all the time.
Yeah, there's Jesse Price out of Kansas City. He was a drummer and vocalist. Let's see, we heard Blue Book Boogie from March of 1947, also from that same session, That's the Way She Feels. We listened to Frettin' for Some Pettin' from October of 1947, and then wrapped it up with the earliest in the bunch, Froggy Bottom, from October 1946. Sort of interesting, Jesse Price actually goes way back, and in the liner notes it said that he played with classic blues singers, believe it or not, worked with Ida Cox and was in Bessie Smith's band for a while. It also talked about the fact that he was in Kansas City with Benny Moten Orchestra, and when Benny decided to get out of the business, turned the band over to Count Basie, Jesse Price was the drummer, but he didn't think it would be like a very good job, so told Basie to call on his friend, Joe Jones, who actually was one of the landmark musicians in the band on drums. That's Jesse Price as a vocalist and a drummer. Gets us started here on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's somebody else from Kansas City. This woman who plays piano and sings, Julia Lee, and made a lot of her recordings for the Capitol. That was actually most of the things by Jesse Price there were on the Capitol label. The same with this next singer, Julia Lee.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa, he's my king size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 1992. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began. When he's around, there's not a thing I lack. When he loves me, he holds nothing back. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Everything that I need, he carries in his king size pack. They built a boulder dam, the Empire State, and then they made my man, and is he great? King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's the one in a million who can really keep me straight. He's got big strong arms to hold me tight, then he squeezes me with all his might. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's my one big moment and I'll keep him right inside.
You're out having fun. About the time the clock strikes two, some new chick starts kissing you, and I scream, ah! Scream in the night. I fall asleep again around three, then the same dream comes to me. About the time the clock strikes four, there's that chick with you once more, and I scream, scream in the night. When it's five, man alive, the way she's handing you that jive. If that chick don't stop her tricks, I'm gonna scream when the clock strikes six. Every night from one till eight, how those dreams sure aggravate. All night long what tears I shed, till I'm swimming in my bed. How I scream, scream in the night. I'm gonna scream when the clock strikes six. So tomorrow night about two, I'm gonna dream of someone new. And tomorrow night at three, I'm gonna hold him close to me till you scream, ah! Scream in the night.
this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, listen and take heed.
I like to travel and I like to roam.
What I got will bring you right back home. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, listen and take heed.
I got a little gal, she's mighty fine.
What I've got will make you change your mind. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. And big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, listen and take heed.
I'm like Nero when Rome was in smoke.
But listen, Papa, this ain't no joke. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need. All this beef and big ripe tomatoes, that's all I need.
Yeah, there's Julia Lee, most of those again on the Capitol label. We started out with Lotus Blossom from 1945, then King Size Papa from November of 1947, and that was just the beginning of her real niche. She was very popular because of all the naughty lyrics that she had in a lot of her records. King Size Papa from November 1947. Then Screamin' the Night from July of 1950. And we wrapped it up with one from July 1951. All This Beef and Big Ripe Tomatoes. It was Julia Lee on the vocals and on the piano. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're listening to artists this first hour from Kansas City. Here's another well-known vocalist, one of the notable blues shouters, Jimmy Witherspoon. It seems like, for some reason, we haven't really played a lot of Jimmy during this three-year cycle. I guess it's because most of my good Jimmy Witherspoon is on LP and not on CD. But we've got some good things to listen to here. This, our live performance, I was trying to see if I could find out just exactly where these were. This is at the Renaissance Jazz Fair, done in December 1959. And there's a lot of interesting people here. Jerry Mulligan, Ben Webster, also, let's see, Jimmy Rolls, piano, Leroy Vinegar, Mel Lewis on the bass. We've got Four Sides by Jimmy Witherspoon. How about this one? We got the introduction first, and then we'll get his first tune. Here we go.
That you may have read in the current issue of Esquire magazine, the Nat Hentoff article on the blues and jazz and the relationship between the two. In it, he mentions one particular man for his particular place and niche in the field. We'd like to introduce him to you now. Jimmy Witherspoon to sing the blues.
Oh, music, blues. Got a whole lot of music.
Cheaper, price is getting steeper. Found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. When I make a lot of money, I just asked the butcher for a pound. I couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. When I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff.
Thank you.
Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of swinging, yes, and I want to get me some. Standing on the corner of 12th Street and Vine. Yes, standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine.
Leroy Vinegar. watch party, watch party all night long. We'll watch party, watch party, watch party all night long. We'll watch, watch, watch on the doggone telephone.
There's Jimmy Witherspoon. That actually was the Monterey Jazz Fest of 1959. And again, along with Jimmy Witherspoon on the vocals, Jerry Mulligan, Ben Webster on saxes, Jimmy Rolls piano. You heard him call out Leroy Vinegar on bass, Mel Lewis on the drums. The songs that we heard in the order as we heard them, Times Are Getting Tougher Than Tough, then Corina, Corina. We had Going to Kansas City and Roll'em Pete, all from December of 1959. Time to change the pace a bit. Let's find some hep harmony this week. We'll call on the Ravens.
Stars in the sky, dawns passing by, or the moon that shines from above. Just believe me, for you are the one I say, I'll always keep you. You are the one I love.
life, its memories will live always. In those dear old bandana days, ain't a cotton ever got bandana days. And those quaint old bandana ways, when the dance was courting on their mammies, they were sure to match for Sammy's hands. In all their bandana days, when the band of drummers lay to be humming bandana days, in the pale moonlight, this swing lands and right, in those dear old bandana days. Here the flow of an old band tape break down. Yes, sir. Everybody get your partner. All hands to the center. Back again. Swing your partner. Look at Sister Jones. Front her to the. They did it right. Hot dog. Deacon Brown that lost all his religion. They turned to the left. Set on and flake, you old boy. You wrote it. Wink your partner. Look out there, brother Ephraim. Don't squeeze that sister so tight. Yes, sir. You know you want to start something now. I know it. There goes the fight. Who put out that light? Oh, for heaven. Everybody for yourself. I'm gone. Yes, sir. I'm gone. Gone. Boy, I said you can't beat him. No, sir, you'll never beat him as long as you live. All those dear old bandana days. Game and cotton, airport cotton, bandana and a day. And those quaint old bandana ways. When the dance was born, not their mammies, they were just some bashful sammies. And in all their bandana plays, with the band of coming day to be humming bandana day. In the pale moonlight, this swing lets it ride. And so dear old bandana day.
And there you have Cecil and Blake and Bandana Days from June 1921. They round out the set. Let's go to the top. We listen to the Ravens with Meath Marshall up there in the stratosphere. Please Believe Me from the year 1950, recorded on the Savoy label. We listen to a pair by Pete Johnson, first the Vine Street Bustle, and he had a little rhythm section with him, at least a guitar player and a bass player. That was from December 1939 on the Blue Note label. After that, Pete Johnson's solo boogie piano, thing called Boogie Woogie, for the Columbia label, October of 1939. And then we listened to Noble Cecil and UB Blake from their production Shuffle Along. This was done during the days that the production was still performing in 1921. Bandana Days from June 1921. This is Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two, taking us up to station ID. We've got Morris Lane on tenor, Bill Doggett on the organ. From February 1952, this is Moonray. Thank you.
Thank you.